I met Calvin earlier this week at Piece by Piece Farms in Chester Springs, where he also boards. At just over 16 hands, Calvin is a sturdy thoroughbred specimen with sharp eyes and a good nature, if a bit high strung. During our introduction, he jerked his head up and peered off into the woods.
Looks like he saw something.
Lots of deer, foxes back there.
A natural athlete, the 11-year-old horse spent his younger days racing, but his talent was raw and unrefined, says his trainer, Diane Little.
He just really liked to go. You know, he had a go button. That was his favorite button. His favorite button was the go forward, let's have fun button.
When I purchased him, I just wanted a horse. And then when he really showed what a talented jumper he was, then we started competing.
That's Calvin's owner, Jane Withstanley. The longtime equestrian bought the untrained Calvin for just $5,000 and honed him into a show jumper. His show name is Stateside. But earlier this year, Calvin's competitive career was nearly derailed by grim and unexpected news at Penn's New Bolton Center for Large Animals.
He ended up at New Bolton for an infection in his face. And while he was there, Dr. Johnson asked if she could biopsy some suspicious-looking nodules. And of course, I said yes.
My name is Amy Johnson, and I am an assistant professor of large animal medicine and neurology at New Bolton Center. As we were treating this abscess, we discovered some nodules that started popping up over the rest of his body, which of course was quite upsetting for his owner to bring our horse in for an abscess and find out that he had cancer.
You hear lymphoma and you think, there's no hope.
There were three options.
Option number one was to do nothing, just see where it goes. Option two was a steroid treatment, which was something we considered. Option three was the chemotherapy, which had the best prognosis for long-term survival.
Going with options one or two would be a typical route for most horse owners, says Johnson, but Jane Withstanley decided to pursue the more aggressive chemotherapy.
I really felt as informed as I could be, and just felt that it was the right thing to do.
It's quite rare, actually. This is the first case that I've treated with a similar protocol here. I knew of a case during my previous training, but it wasn't my own. So a horse here, a horse there, across the world, but there really haven't been a lot of horses treated with a full multi-drug protocol like this one.
Part of the reason is cost. Johnson says a course of chemo costs about 10 times as much as a steroid treatment. Calvin started his chemo treatments in March of this year at New Bolton. While Johnson was unsure exactly what to expect, she says Calvin was a model patient.
He didn't bat an eye. He went home, and his owner has been riding him a little bit more lightly than she might otherwise, but she reports that he's feeling 100%, and he's even gone to a couple of horse shows since he started this protocol.
As for the typical side effects that come to mind when we think of chemo, Johnson says they're not typical for horses.
Horses actually physically can't vomit, so that's not something that we see, although they can show signs of abdominal pain. It's something that we've been watching for closely, haven't seen him show any signs of discomfort.
Calvin and Withstanley will compete in the adult jumping event at Devon. His treatments will continue for about 6 more months, but Calvin is already considered to be in remission. As for his long-term prognosis, Johnson says that's difficult to predict since there are so few documented cases of horses undergoing a full course of chemotherapy.
You know, it would be really nice to gather follow-up data on all of the horses that have been treated with this protocol or a similar protocol, because nobody's done that yet really to find out how long these horses live and what the true prognosis is. Since we diagnosed Calvin here, we actually now have a second horse that we're treating with virtually the same protocol with the help of his regular veterinarian.
I have talked to people that are now considering this treatment because I posted his story on the internet and people have contacted me who have gotten similar diagnoses and just want to talk about it and talk about, you know, I know how scary it is and they want to hear that my horse is okay, that my horse is doing well, that he's happy and it's working.
Back in his stall, Calvin awaits his big moment in blissful ignorance of his condition or the lengths his owners have gone to care for him. But Withstanley isn't waiting for a thank you.
Definitely feel relief. I'm still anxious about, you know, the future relapse, which we do not think will happen, but of course it's a possibility. I guess what struck me most is that I'm at the same point in time I'm going through one of the worst experiences I've ever had with respect to horses, and one of the best, which is qualifying for the Devon Horse Show.
Calvin and his owner will compete Sunday and Monday in Devon. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov, WHYY News.